that birthday stroll with Lady Bird?
Not yet. We're pouring down rain.
No. Are you a lucky devil? Why don't you send some of it up here?
Well, we waked up this morning, the skies were black, and it was pouring down rain.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get all the luck. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Everett. I appreciate it. Appreciate a lot coming from you.
I say, do you feel your age?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I made about 9 speeches yesterday and covered 3 or 4 states. And
yeah.
I was, we had good visits. I was some of your friends, Bob Smiley. He and I talked about you for about 15 minutes. We all agreed that you were the best that we had.
You swiped away some of my votes yesterday.
Well,
I fought like a damn Trojan on that $500,000 floor in that wage hour deal. Then it turned out 41-41. And by golly, I couldn't unearth anybody with a seeing eye dog to break that tie. So I was in a fix.
Well, I had a good many of our votes too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I had Monroney and Harris and Church. I had 3 and 3.
3 and 3.
I had, I don't know how, Allard and Dominic would have voted. Now let's see who the other one was.
Jordan, was Jordan with you?
Yes, Jordan.
Yeah.
So we had, I think it was a pair of.
Well, then it would have been a standoff.
Jordan was with us in Idaho, and we had wonderful meetings. Then we went to Denver.
Yeah.
You know, you ought to give a thought to, I don't know really how to do it, but with all this racial trouble we have, particularly on housing, this fellow Love in Colorado,
yeah,
very attractive fellow.
Yeah, John's a good guy.
He has the answer in Denver. Uh-huh. It's the best city in America and the most attractive, and we went all through the Negro areas,
yeah,
and it just looks like the better homes in Johnson City.
Yeah.
And every lawn is well kept, flowers in every pot, every front, and you ought to, I told him yesterday when he asked me what to do about some of these cities, I'd say, go look at Denver.
Yeah.
Palmer Hoyt and this Scripps Howard people out there have promoted it a lot, and they have no racial problems, and they attribute it primarily to the fact that the Negro works hard, works long hours, takes a disproportionate amount of his money and puts in his home,
yeah,
and spends the rest of his life paying for it.
Yeah.
But he's got as good a home as you and I have.
Well, that answers him. I know John Love pretty well.
He told me yesterday he did.
I phoned him.
You ought to ask him what he attributes his their success to in Denver.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that I shall do. But I don't want to weary you with business or send a talk. I just wanted to say happy birthday.
You have,
hope you're feeling good.
You've done a lot to make all my birthdays happy.
Well,
here's Lady Bird, won't say a word to you.
Oh, fine.
You stand stronger than my women you do with me. And
Senator?
Yes, Lady Bird.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good.
That's good.
They're going to get that hardware out of me about the first week in October. Those needles and pins and plates, where they nail me together with.
Wow. Does that mean you'll have to be, out of circulation for a few days, or does that mean you'll dispense with something that's been,
yeah,
painful?
I've got to go back out to Walter Reed and tear open that and take that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the healing will start and be complete. It'll be all right.
Well,
I was at the hospital last night. Had a regular roundup there with General Heaton and General Taylor and just about everybody.
Well, I know they'll take good care of all of y'all, and y'all, you just better go and get those folks adjourned shop and go on home.
Yeah. I asked the chief whether he got that walk with you, and he said it's raining like this for
it. It is, and it's just what we need. Oh. And so we'll put off the walk until it's over with.
Oh, fine. It's just a little of that rain up here. We need it so bad.
My daughter's up visiting in you all state.
Oh, is she?
Yes, sir.
Well, goody for her.
She traveled in 10 Pat and 1 dog,
yeah,
across the country in a car with the top down.
Oh, no.
To Waukegan, stay in there a few days with his folks, and then they'll come on down here and get in school.
Oh, that's the nice way to do it. He'll enjoy it to the full.
But take care of yourself and you're sweet to call.
Oh, I shall.
Thank you.
Thanks much, Stacy.
Waiting.